the rest of the story. It was a balcony is what it was, little more than a railed rooftop platform, really, from which the wife of a seaman, long overdue in port, would faithfully gaze out over the dark and deep awaiting his return, often in vain. So the builders of seaside New England homes came to call that desolate little balcony the Widow's Walk. An apt metaphor, is it not, for the forlorn vigilance, the hopeless hope of the ones left behind. Ones like the Widow Custis. She was a teenager when Daniel, more than a decade older than she, came courting. Offspring of 18th century colonial Virginia, both were heirs to plantation fortunes. Daniel's by far the greater. In fact, his father, distressed by the imbalance of prestige between Daniel and his darling, long resisted that alliance. He eventually relented, however, and the couple were married and had four children. Could they, amid such happiness, have imagined the death of their firstborn in 1754, of their second child 3 years later, and of husband Daniel himself 3 months after that? And so did the widow Custis, at the otherwise tender age of 25, join her sisters in spirit on that balcony overlooking the sea. As did the widow Todd. Despite her serious-minded Quaker upbringing, she grew into a warm and engaging and even humorous young woman. John Todd was a wealthy lawyer and a Quaker as well. They were married January 1790. The 21-year-old bride, over the following 3 years, would give birth to two sons. Then in the autumn of 1793, the historic yellow fever epidemic struck Philadelphia. At John's insistence, his wife fled the city with their two small children while he remained attending to his practice. October 24, having contracted the disease, John succumbed. Before the plague had subsided, their infant son would die also. Just another lonely step on the widow's walk. The widow Galt, G-A-L-T, took that step also. She and Norman courted 4 years before marrying in 1896. 7 more years would pass before their one and only child, a son, was born, only to die a few days later. And then Norman passed away suddenly in 1908. The entire Galt family was in the jewelry business, tremendously successful at it, and thus did the widow Galt inherit her prosperity and her profession, staying personally involved in the jewelry operation for many years to come. Once upon their times were three widows, the widow Custis, alone at 25, the widow Todd, at 25 also, the widow Galt at age 35, each left to deal with emotions and responsibilities and challenges formidable for any woman of any era. But they kept on keeping on and eventually, bravely, marched into the annals of American history. For the widow Galt remarried a man named Woodrow Wilson. The widow Todd remarried a man named James Madison. The widow Custis remarried a man named George Washington. Three second husbands who made them first ladies. All your life you've heard the names Edith Wilson, Dolly Madison, Martha Washington. But only now do you know the rest of the